Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 54. You guys are all fucking on, like, she's on it, because she gets what I was throwing down.
You're married. That doesn't count.
We might meld.
Yeah. There's only three of us right now. Robert left. It's been about an hour since we recorded this podcast.
Justin's not here.
Jacob's not here.
Jacob had shit come up.
Yeah. I kind of ranted. I apologize.
This is by far the deepest podcast. Very good conversation about current events.
And yeah, we'll make it a broad spectrum.
I'm sure by the time I put this out, there will be six fucking mass shootings and six more black people dead.
And more riots.
And not at even least, in a bad
I'm going to say
way.
Three more riots. They are peaceful protests, and immediately the cops go, don't care. Tear gas.
Or the cops were there, and then somebody just starts shooting. It's not even the cops aren't starting.
It'll be a situation, and it will go. It'll devolve into shooting. Three more of them between now and it is what is today, like the 24th. So Sunday the 24th, this will go up. You'll be all hearing this
2 weeks from tomorrow,
August 5th, 8th,
on my birthday.
Yeah,
birthday. You'll be hearing
this on Jarrell's birthday. So happy future birthday, Jarrell.
So he'll be 30.
Yeah, he'll be 30 years old. And by his 30th birthday, at least 200 people will have been killed.
I wouldn't say killed, but...
shot and or murdered.
Wounded.
There'll be like another guy just peacefully fucking driving his car and get shot in the face.
Yep, it'll be no more shit. But I apologize to everyone who's like, wow, this totally skews from the other 50-some-odd podcasts prior...
53.
I've had a lot on my mind, and I had to get it off my chest, and it's there.
No, but it was a good conversation.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, I know.
It was way good.
Just take from it what you will. If you agree, you disagree, that's cool. Because as you learn through the podcast, that's the point. Dialogue. At the end of the day, dialogue.
Because we're all
We're all fucking here. Same fucking spaceship Earth. 7.3 billion of us. We got to try to get along.
This is legitimately why we started podcasting, too, because we don't get together enough, and now Chris and I have solitary jobs, and Justin doesn't work with Chris and I anymore.
And it's weird, and we can't get it out.
And so we need that fucking vent of each other.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
You know what? If you can take anything from this podcast, right there. Find someone you can vent to. Find another. Find a friend, a family member, a new person.
A group.
A group of people, friends, where you're not judging other people, you're expressing real concerns, not news bites.
And if you need those people, we will be those people. What are you dropping?
I don't know. Legos. Legos. Oh, I got God thug and they fell.
But if you need those people, hit us up. Yeah. We got Twitter, Facebook, and
Twitter, Facebook, Why Do We Hang Out?
The Instagram. Hit us up genuinely after this one. Y'all are going to have an opinion, and I'm more than happy
to hear it. I want to start offering prizes just to see if somebody listens.
If someone gets on and contacts us on anything, I will send you a bobblehead that I got from my loot crate.
With our own monies.
I've got some loot crate stuff. We have some loot crate stuff. We can even do that. You start commenting. You tell us how you feel about it. Yeah, express an opinion. We don't even have to agree with you.
Mention that you want that loot crate stuff.
Yeah, we got our loot crate stuff. Go, hey, loot crate stuff. We will gladly send it to you wherever you're at our expense. Because I personally
need to hear something from somebody.
I need to hear from you. I need it to know.
So Twitter.
Something.
At Why Do We Hang Out.
Yeah, Why Do We Hang Out on Twitter.
Podcast.
Podbean. Why Do We Hang Out. Send it to your friends as a link, please.
Face space.
Yeah, Facebook, we're on the face space.
At Why Do We Hang Out.
Yep. And Instagram at Why Do We Hang Out.
Why Do We Hang Out podcast.
Yeah. And when you do, you'll hear it at the end of this podcast, but just remember, just Donald. That's all you need to know. Now you're like, what's that about?
Hashtag just Donald.
You'll get it Donald. When you get to the end. Welcome to this fantastic journey.
I wrote that
journey.
In my show notes, by the way.
So. Oh, the hashtag just Donald.
Yeah, good. I keep shitty notes. We need Jacob to just fucking...
He should be our note guy.
He doesn't
Our
talk.
Stenographer.
Yeah, he's going to be...
The stenographer.
Our
so when you do the description, farmer. Yeah, he'll be our fetus farmer. I like that. That's fucked up.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Oh, hold on.
That's Justin.
That's Justin. It's whatever. I gamed on before it was a thing.
So to so about Game On.
Yeah, Game On.
Let's go play Pokemon with our kids.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good. All
right.
I hope that pissed you off. Because people get mad about that Pokemon. But no, just like the fact that I'm mixed, it makes things
different.
It makes it different on both sides because I'm not, as Stewie Griffin put it best, it's like, you know, if we're mulatto, we'll be loved by both sides because we're black and white.
Yeah.
And that is the complete opposite of the case.
Family Guy's got a lot of those moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Coming into this, I went upstairs to pee and we had a Black Lives Matter conversation that it was apparently super deep. I was.
Way to be white,
but
America.
No. Wait.
It's like, oh, they were saying something important.
What God we do a lot no. is we will record something, and then we will have the deep conversations after
it. It's like, weird. We're really bad at it.
It's like that shit doesn't come to our heads while we're recording.
Yeah, we should have just hit record.
Well, shit's
ride.
Like
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, we just need to let it ride.
Yeah,
processing in the computer. We'll be like, huh?
You should do that,
huh?
Like you used to do. You wouldn't let us know when you were recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, except. You guys got all pissed. It's recorded. You guys be like, oh, I'm drunk. I just started recording. I would like to, but now I got.
You know,
tell
I was
going to
say that doesn't sound like us, but I'm pretty
this
sure.
Fucking two episodes ago.
It sounds like Jarrell.
This sounds like Jarrell is what it sounds like. Yeah.
Technically three.
Or was it two, but not three, but not four? Because the past episode is the future.
Here's what happened.
Ba-dump.
So we record. we record two at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just pretend that episode we recorded with Andy, which is 2 weeks ago, from was the second episode. So what we recorded in the van was the first episode.
See, right now you're doing that thing when the Native Americans were like, leave it to white people to think they can control time with daylight savings time. Doing it right now. You're overcomplicating a simple system.
I didn't overcomplicate it because I knew.
You did.
When we recorded it from the phone, I would either have to post it or lose it. But when we're recording from here, I could save it.
So why?
Yeah. That's what he did.
Right.
Yeah, he is. Which is bad.
That's his wife. Brains. That's his wife saying it's
I'm
bad.
I'm just going to go with Kathy.
Yeah.
But I will disagree with Jarrell.
Yeah.
Fucking fine. You disagree with me on everything.
Nuh-uh.
Only you agree with me when it comes down to Justin.
I agree with you on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we disagree for the fun of it.
Yeah. No, that's legit. Yeah.
We disagree for the democratic process.
Well, yeah, because you got to have someone who's going to say no.
I wrote like you in, by the way.
For voting?
For voting, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
Clint's
okay.
doing it. Clint's
so,
voting for me.
Robert, in case you didn't know.
No, I don't.
I run every year. For every position that has an open third spot or second spot.
Really?
I run for
if
all of
there's
it.
Someone...
I will do the best of my ability at insert job here.
If there's a position where you don't know the candidates or you don't care who wins.
Who wins?
He's riding Chris Seals.
Yep.
Where were you last year? Where were you last election? Shit.
Dude, no, I straight just vote for me.
He almost won in office.
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah, for like one of the wastewater treatment positions. They
it was like $2,000 a year.
Yeah, it was like it was a shit job.
It was a second job.
Yeah. It was a second but it was like I would work at the city and basically go over paperwork. I'd manage paperwork for the wastewater treatment plant.
Yep.
And they needed someone to do it, and it was a votable position because it's on
it's
the
an
city
elected
council
position.
Yeah.
It's an elected
so
position.
I almost won it purely based on MySpace. Because that's what it when we were, everyone was still using that, and I ran for it, and I got
that was when we
almost
all turned 18.
People. Yeah, because cool. that's
speaking
the democratic
which,
process.
So, the first time Obama won, remember we used to do breakfast all the time.
Yeah,
we go to breakfast all the
but
time.
But then we didn't. Thanks, Obama.
No, it was just life happens, right?
Like, I thought we blamed everything on
we
Obama.
We can't. But Kale was Obama. Born, and then just. Life, jobs,
speak
and shit.
The devil.
Yeah.
Soon.
And we were all working on fucking at Flamin' Joe's, so we were all working on like weird Sunday mornings and shit. I think.
Come here.
For this election, the last first time Obama won, we were all at Pete's Calzones and we were watching it on their old big screen TV.
It was great.
Triad. This year, we need to watch it on the big screen TV at Pete's Calzones at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know if I want to be in public on the election day. And that's real.
He's not purging black people on fucking.
When
Donnie Jingles wins.
I don't worry about Trump. Trump as an individual does not
scare you.
Scare me.
Yeah. Is it going back to Black Lives Matter and shit?
It's essentially, yeah, but. Oh, it's Jack. I was like, what the fuck was that? Scared shit. Like, there's a growth coming from the wall. Hi, Jack.
He does that.
It just shows up. He's like, I don't know how I got here. But.
More than you know.
But my biggest. I don't know.
I'll be at work. He's just in the back of the truck.
Like, how'd you get here? I don't know. But it's this big. And I'm going to the moon. Opens the door. Just disappears.
And the moon's out the backside of the door.
Peace. No, my issue is like.
That'd be so great.
That'd be fucking dope.
Fuck, right?
I want to be that kind of high. What'd you do? I got
go,
so
son,
big.
Go to the moon.
Jack was on the moon. Or. There was an issue with the truck, and exhaust was getting into the cab. One or the other.
You ever had carbon monoxide poisoning? You get sleepy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would just have a crazy-ass dream of, you know, Jack on the moon. But no, my issue with it is, like, Trump is just... Like, they always, like, try to equate him with Hitler and everything, right? Because he's like, how does someone, you know, get this kind of power?
Did you see his fucking Trump symbol with Pierce?
No.
Like,
God, we've been doing that this week.
Yeah.
Me, Justin, you...
Yeah.
Through our text message.
But... It's my concern isn't him because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That I don't worry about him, but the people who want him to win, his supporters, are so right wing fanatical that if the guy loses, people will
start shooting shit up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't see it as.
It's a rigged election.
Yeah, they're going to go. And if he wins.
Especially with these emails about, like, the DNC rigging it for Hillary lately.
And it just. There's
and,
so
and
much.
And you're like, well, they rigged it for Hillary for the May election. And you're like.
Like.
Right now, it's her coronation. It's, and
it just.
I'm glad she had to fight
but
for
I'm,
it. She's probably going to have to fight for the
well,
main.
The thing is, I don't want either of them. To win, I wanted Bernie so bad. Like I plan on if I don't vote
I feel
for me,
you.
I'm probably gonna write Bernie in because I feel
and
like
when Bernie turned to Hillary, like I lost so much respect for him.
Well,
like,
no, but, he got a lot of his platform into her. Platform.
Yeah,
that's why he endorsed her.
But that's what politics. You don't have to like it, but it's part of the system. Of she needed his support, or she was not gonna would not have a chance. That's just it. She would not have had a chance. She needed to be like. Okay.
So she adopted a
she
bunch
was like,
of
what
his
is,
shit.
What are the things that people love the most about his plans? So he was like, well, these are the things. You want me? You need to take these on and you need to support these. That, not even just politics, that's how a fucking family works. Like, you don't always have to fucking agree with each other, but it's like, we need to be a team on this against insert problem here. What are the things that
against
you were going
the Joneses.
On? Yeah, no, it really is. It sucks, but that was probably the only real... moment of politics in the last year.
Yeah.
Was that him going, hey, I lost, and he didn't throw a tantrum? No. He didn't threaten to kill her.
Years.
He didn't go nut. There was no
because he didn't go on Twitter.
Nothing. Yeah. He just was like, hey, I lost. It's cool.
Because that's how
good
the
luck.
Country's run forever. And the last like Obama's second term, man, they just stopped compromising.
Yeah. There's nothing.
And so that's why it seems out of place where compromise is like, what?
Yeah, they're like, what is this word you speak of? Yeah. You mean being a pussy? Because we're not pussies over here. We got our guns. Guns don't make you pussies.
And we're Merkins.
Yeah, we're Merkins. Merkins with guns don't make us pussies, bro.
Faggot.
Yeah, faggot queer face. I'm going to go watch guys grope each other on a field for 90 minutes. Fucking queer.
Speaking of guys groping each other, did you see that male escorts were...
Like exploded
in Cleveland.
Hairs. Yeah, in Cleveland.
During the RNC.
Like what? A bazillion dollar boom. Yeah.
That's the fucking closet if you've ever
That's not even a closet. That's a fucking warehouse. That is the doors of Monsters Inc. all in there. That is the closet doors of Monsters, Inc.
That's Beyonce's closet right there. Yeah.
And they just go boom.
Oh my gosh.
He just comes out the closet. It's not there to scare him. He's there to go like, I just want my escort.
Hey.
Yeah. It's such.
Oh my god, that is so bad.
Right? But it's like, but I'm scared. Like, I'm scared in the context. Like, I just want to be able to go to work and pay my bills and
I think
and be,
that...
not, I just want to say an American. I just want to be a human being and I just want to do the things that I like to do and not worry about a car behind me if it's going to be the cops. And I want to be like, well, shit, this will be on YouTube. I don't want to worry about it being some fucking hick who's like, Trump didn't win, so I'm mad and there's a Negro. And they go fucking white guy crazy, but white people don't go crazy. They just have mental conditions, and they can take meds, and they get 6 months. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. They got that going for them.
Or they're rich, and they can rape girls behind a dumpster. Yeah.
And get away with it, and get a slap on the wrist.
He's a really good swimmer.
Yeah, go, but the guy swims well.
And I don't
he
want,
swims like he rapes.
I don't want that rape saying. To ruin his future.
Yeah.
Her future, fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her. She's a woman. That was her fault. Future. She should have kept her legs closed. You know, like, that logic. Like, those are the people... yeah, but there's things people said, though. Yeah. And they were like, well, you know...
That's real fucking life. And then that judge handed down for, like, essentially the same crime, which this guy should have gotten that fucking...
Yeah, like, totally different dude. He's like...
Like, a darker person. I can't remember what the dude's race
is. Yeah, but it was not
20
white.
Fucking years.
Yeah. A non-white guy.
Same rape, judge, same situation.
Like, 20 plus years because you don't fucking rape.
But whitey like, fucking like 6 months.
You're like, what the probation, fuck, guy?
3 months with good behavior.
Yeah. And then
was
he's
this before or after the...
After.
Case? After him.
He it was right after. It was like within the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, again, where the whole like, when the, like going back to the All Lives Matter, it's just white people narcissism. They need to be included, but they need to have it their way. And it's very much a...
All lives do matter, right? But these lives have been taking precedence for a minute.
Yeah, like, and they're going to continue taking precedence. Because white people.
Yep.
I think I need to name this episode Chris's Life Matters. Hashtag Chris's Life Matters.
That's good. Well, no, because I mean, like, here in town, the thing that I drive everywhere now with my job.
And we are a white town.
Yeah, but you know what I've noticed?
Here,
I've maybe seen 3 or 4 vehicles with a Trump sticker, you know, or hardcore right wing. Yeah. I don't see as many as one would think.
I see,
you know,
see them on people's front doors when I go to their house.
Yeah, I see like they'll have like a Trump thing in their window or whatever. Or they'll have a sticker. But honestly, no, in terms of bumper stickers, no more than I see of Hillary or Bernie still, like,
or
they'll
Bernie,
have their
yeah.
Bernie. I don't see any more or less of any of them. But the difference I see is the ones that have the Trump ones, you'll see Trump, you'll see NRA, you'll see something about not being queer, and, like, a gun rack.
And then lift your truck because fat chicks
with
can't jump.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or with the bumper sticker that says ass, grass,
I know
cash,
a guy
I'm
who had that
paid.
Fucking sticker.
You know, like... Like, yeah, but there's just, see, it's, but I don't see a lot of it, but when they have the Trump one, they crank it to 12. Like, their cars are just fucking, they're like, boom,
American
and they
flags,
break. Yeah.
Hang
like, America, woo! And you're just like, I hate you. But when I go into stores, and I'm walking around, and I'm doing my job.
Full fucking decal on the back of the flag.
Yeah.
There's a fucking
with an
eagle flying.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But I don't see those type of shitty people. When I'm doing my job, like I'm working, it doesn't matter if they're old, they're young, whatever.
Because the world's essentially the internet,
nice.
Dude.
No, I know, but
where everybody's decent to each other, kinda outside, but once it gets personal, they
but
fucking...
it's not personal. It's like the most not personal thing is when people seem to get
once,
so easily.
Once people
offended.
Get together, it's like,
it goes south. Like we are all shitty-minded people. We can get together now. Like that's the worst part of the internet. Like, the best and worst thing about it is people with like minds can get together.
Yeah.
It's just when all of them don't share a single brain cell combined
is where
you have a problem.
People kind of assume, as long as you're friendly with each other, that you're like-minded. Like, you're all Christians or you're all this.
That's not how it works.
You're this. And then you talk to people and you get further into it and you're like, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
And then
fuck you.
Yeah.
And bam, gunshot.
No, that's how it goes. Yeah. But the thing I've noticed is like
But stereotypes play into that. Like, oh, he's got dreads, so he doesn't think like me on this one.
Yeah, no.
And you could be the exact same fucking person, you just look different.
Yeah. Like, the one where you always see, like, the one cop who got killed in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Where in his letter, he was, like, saying...
2 fucking days before or whatever.
No, it was the night before.
The night before.
It was, like, at midnight, he had posted it, and he was like, when I'm a cop, in my own precinct, I get looked at with a shady eye.
By black folk, but
when he's with the other cops, they're like, he got his job because affirmative action, not based on his skill.
Yeah.
So like, my sister was telling me, like, you can score, like, my sister and Morgan were telling me,
if you don't know, his sister's way into criminal justice.
Yeah, my sister's black. She's going to be a cop. Like, that's her fucking goal. But to get for the police exams,
that's her fucking eyesight.
Like, one of my other friends, Morgan, she has her criminal law degree. She was saying that one of her teachers who used to be a cop and he used to test
in North Carolina too. Like, she would post shit and we'd just write these diatribes back to her. Yeah. And she's like, you make sense. He's an idiot.
Yeah. But they would, when they would test white cops and black cops, like for their final exam, a white cop needed to score a 90 or a 95. And nothing less than bare minimum is 90.
Good. That's the people you want in that fucking job.
Black cops can get 80 or 85. Right? And there's that part of you where, just as it goes, and it's okay to feel that way, you're like, because of the affirmative action rules. But then, you need to, if you don't look at, you're looking at it in the way of like, well, because it's got to be fair, they got to have an easy way to get in. And it's not that. It's like showing...
Or like women getting into special forces.
Yeah, like women, like your tests are lower. They won't get in. If you treat people equally, they're not going to get in.
They didn't make the test easier for these women.
They didn't. They're the same test.
But people are like, oh, no. They fucking lowered the weight limits and whatever.
So when there's the accommodation that's reasonable when it comes to something like if a woman wants to be in special forces and they're like, well, the weight limit is like,
150 pounds.
Yeah, 150, 160. It's like,
you have to carry
find
this.
A woman who proportionately can do that, who's the average person in the military. You're just out on average or not. So you can accommodate that, but they still need to maintain an equal amount of weight. That needs you. That's it's all proportions.
Great.
That's fair. But that would be like going, but their test as a whole is like, well, you can't sleep for 72 hours while firing a gun and being shot at by robots. For a girl, it's 24 hours and it's like water balloons.
And then there's a senator who's like, their periods attract predators.
Yeah. And then you get that, like, so they also can't bleed. So you have people like that. So it's not, there's
real
not
fucking
single,
things, Kathy.
Yeah. Okay. It's no one, not a single person wants to get a job, wants to be seen as, wants to be, to grow up as feeling that they got to where they're at.
They got given that job.
Not even given. Because like that's where it's not. It's not being you're not given the job. It's being seen as you're being intellectually inferior. Like to be a black cop, you don't have to be as smart as a white cop to get the job. Not we're giving you this job because we don't have a lot of black people on the force. No. That honestly doesn't on a compared to like candles of shit that would piss me off on getting a job. Like if I got a teaching job because I was black. I would be irritated because it wouldn't be, they're not basing it off my scores and the work I've done.
Yeah.
But I would be infinitely more irritated if the test that I had to take to get my teaching certificate was easier overall on points required to get said job than it would be like for Drell or Kathy or you to get the same job.
Yeah.
Because that's like going, well, you know, you're smart for a black guy is what that's saying. And you see how he, right? You're like, that's not how that needs to work. But that's what's happening. And so you see like that, and then you see...
And it's been like that throughout the generations. You're smart
of it.
For an eye tie.
Yeah, no.
You're
absolutely.
Smart for an Irishman.
There's been so many
because
times...
Because those potato eaters can't fucking
they can't
tell
do,
their
yeah,
ass
they can't
from
do
their
shit.
Head.
Yeah. I mean, they had a famine, you know? Like, so obviously they don't know how to fucking farm. Like, that kind of logic. Yeah. And you're like, that's not... You're not even using substantial information. There's no validation in the things you're saying. Nothing
people's.
You're saying is right. It's not right. And it's like... They get all pissy about all lives matter. Like, it's like the all lives matter. It's like, you're a narcissistic piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're selfish and you want to be included. That's all you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not about you this time. Which one?
No, him.
Oh. But it's, they need to be included in all facets, but then and it's the same thing of like blaming affirmative action for me getting a job. When like we used to work with a guy at Flamin' Joe's who would bitch about that a lot. This individual would sleep all day. He got fired for waking up at 3 p.m. and he was supposed to be at work at noon 4 times in the same week.
Was this after I left?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will just out of
politeness, yeah, no, I'm gonna feel you. I feel you.
But he would constantly blame his life problems not on his general laziness, his lack of personal drive, or his general health and well-being. Like, you know, being held accountable for your own actions. A thing that drives me nuts when you see the majority of, like, All Lives Matter and that group of white people going, you need to be held accountable for yourself. It's like,
no, I know.
Says you, fucker. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, fuck you.
I know hardcore. I'm a fat guy because pizza's great.
I love pizza. Yeah, but then there's like the fat people who are like, well, it's McDonald's fault. It's Papa John's fault. I should get money for it. Like, like that's not how that works. Being held accountable for your own shit. You can't stop fucking eating because food is great.
Yeah, going back to it.
Hot coffee in your lap. It's not the fucking
McDonald's. No, that's not McDonald's fault. Give a fuck.
That's why I'm trying to eat more vegetables now. Because I need to stop eating so much Taco Bell.
It's where they so good though. But it's like he would get so mad instead of being held accountable for his own actions. He wouldn't blame black people directly, but he'd be like, I just don't like affirmative action. He's like, you know how hard it is for me as a young white male to get a job or to get anywhere in life?
I should slap him.
And I was like,
I need to know who this is.
I'll tell you. Yeah. And I'm like, and I asked him, I was like, how hard is it for you to go anywhere and not feel like you're being judged based on how you look? How hard is that? What are your student loans going to be in cost? Yeah. Like, when have you ever experienced being treated differently based on how you look? And he goes, well, when I'm around a bunch of black people, you know,
in Spokane, I feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
No, and he goes, well, I feel uncomfortable around a bunch of black people. And I'm like, really? You feel uncomfortable when you're a minority in a situation where you feel like everything you do is being judged and ridiculed and you're assumed to be different? How fucking weird that would be, right? Like, it's not like that's a thing for a third of the fucking country.
This isn't like Flaming Josie. I don't miss working in kitchens for this exact reason. Like, because it's just the dumbest people work in kitchens sometimes.
It's
or in restaurants.
Yeah,
period.
As a whole.
Yeah.
But it's that narcissism.
Wait,
that...
Justin works in the kitchen.
Yeah. But
Justin's
back. Justin.
No, but there's a lot of dumb people that apply and they don't apply themselves.
I just to be fair, since I left, they've hired 4 people. They have kept zero of those 4 fucking people.
You see who's hiring these people, though, right?
Yeah. They all get fired.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and they get drunk and
like
they get fired.
How he left and everyone just one after the other? Like,
well,
they
can't fill the spots. Like, it gets to the point to where no one can stay, and then they're like, nope, get rid of them.
Kitchen jobs are kind of on the lower rung of jobs. They're the easiest jobs to get.
Yeah. But.
And so. The laziest people
apply
for
like
them
people, they're like they want to get they'll know they won't work a ton of hours if it's a larger kitchen they can get away with 20 hours get away with doing drugs whatever they do
but they'll bitch the entire time like and the same people are bitching about their paychecks but want to work the least like try to get out
we would work with people
like Bruce
he would complain that he wasn't getting enough money but then would.
The minute
he
could
leave.
The
moment he could leave, he was gone.
Even before that.
But then
he would fuck you just to get out earlier.
Yeah. And you would, and again, it's the same. It's a life scenario in that regard is it's the like old, like you see online a lot of the time, it's like the whole fucking millennials being entitled and they want everything and they don't want to work hard for it. But it's like, but who fucking raised them? You know, where did they get the mentality from?
Right.
You know, learn from the elders. But
the GD hippies and the baby boomers.
But the issue that I don't feel is addressed because in the least nice way, white people don't like looking in the mirror.
No, you're they fucking just, legit. You, like
they don't to look in the mirror and go, we fucked up. The fact that we allowed ourselves to be so jaded and using excuses and then going, right? Because we're white. So we've done no wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right.
Doesn't work. And I think where things are now is that with what the Black Lives Matter thing did was it kind of put the mirror on them. And instead of looking in it, they threw a rock at it.
Yeah, fucking shattered.
They genuinely could not cope with it.
No, they couldn't.
And lashed out with all lives. Like, like I was saying, like when you were going to the bathroom, like the point I had made with the All Lives Matter is the thing that neither side seems to address, because the issue I have with Black Lives Matter is that it immediately caused a defensive reaction.
Yeah, it seems like you're saying only Black Lives Matter. And that's, but that's what I,
but see, that Chris right
said,
there.
That's what Margie's Chris said. Yeah, you get in that defensive, like, it seems like only Black Lives Matter. Yeah. And you're like, no.
But that's where it's at. Is it's not that. It's the defensive response is predicated on being narcissistic. Where you're like, no, I matter too. I need to be included. Only white people do that. You don't see Hispanic people as a whole, and we're going to go broad generalization because that's the fun thing to do, hanging out with the All Lives Matter people. If All Lives Matter, All Lives Matter groups wouldn't be 90% white people. That's just, and that's what it is. Find one that's not white. Find an Asian person. Find Hispanic. Find a Canadian, because they're all most people. They're more moose than man. But you don't see them on this All Lives Matter side. You see white people on this. So obviously it is not about all lives mattering. It's that you're so narcissistic and you can't accept the fact that as a whole, you fucked up. And people got fed up with it, and you're being called out.
For fucking centuries.
Yeah, but it's like you're being called out for it.
Yeah, no,
you're being called out for the shit that happened, and people are tired of it. Like, I'm tired of being in my truck, wanting to go somewhere, seeing a cop car, and being like, fuck, I'm going to end up on YouTube. Yeah. Like, I don't like that feeling. I want to be able to go to the store. I want to be able to do my job. I want to function as a human being and not feel like... in a moment, I could be a statistic.
You're a YouTube celebrity.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Yeah.
And
then your boy's got to fucking grow up with grandpa or whatever.
Yeah. And my son loves all protective services in a way that's, it borderlines on fanaticism. He loves cops. He loves firefighters. He loves
EMTs. I think there's a point with his generation who's just
love them
being raised to that point where they're,
They love them as a whole. They see them as good guys doing well. They're there to protect you. He's young enough to still see that.
Yeah.
But we watch The Daily Show and The Nightly Show, and he's still excited as shit to see a cop car. But you can tell that it's not the same love that it was before.
No.
And when I got pulled over and got a speeding ticket.
When was that?
That when I went the 4 miles over.
Oh,
when I was going down the hill and all the cars were flying by me at 40, but I was the one in the lane, so I'm the one who got pulled over. And he comes up and he goes, you know how fast you're going, boy? And it's like...
Did he really call you boy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's like, they do like quick, like, boy. And you're like, saying it quickly doesn't change the fact it's said. Boy.
B-Y.
Yeah. But, and Kale's in the back seat crying.
Seeing what's going on.
Like, instead of being happy to see the police, my son is crying. When it's all said and done, and we're going, and I'm like, are you all right? He's like, I didn't want something bad to happen. And he's six. And it's like, my own kid doesn't feel safe. Because, and it's not saying all cops do it, but that's, it's in the, where, and this is no hate towards them. Their job's hard, I get it. And I explained this to my dad, because him and I kind of got into it, where it's like, because he was in the Air Force, and he's all about the authority thing, and he's weirdly, he's like, borderline, I'll keep my guns, borderline on it.
Yeah.
But.
He's not right-wing, but no, he's not
but
left-wing.
He's independent, but he my dad's like a conservative independent. He's independent, but he's conservative. Okay. He bases it on the overall, where he feels he's at the time.
He's like, gonna elect, but, I'm independent, but I tend to lean
but he
left.
Leaves to the, he'll, he'll be like, but they got guns. And he likes his guns.
I like to protect myself.
Yeah, so, but we got into it because I was like...
Is this the recent get into it that you were telling us
about? Yeah. We got into it because he's... The issue I have is that it's... Not all cops are bad. Not all white people are bad. But in the most blunt way of saying it is, it feels really shitty when you're being grouped in with a majority number based on the actions of like 4 or 5 people.
Trump.
It feels shitty, doesn't it? You don't like me looking at you going, oh, you're a white guy, so you know you'll get away with it. You don't, that doesn't feel good as like, why would you assume that? Why should I assume that about you? Yeah. Well, all the other white people are getting away with it.
Yeah, fuck that
You know,
shit.
Like, you're not going to get pulled over and shot at, but I am, you know, like, so go about your day, Mr. Has It All Easy white guy. You don't want that kind of, you're like, that's not you.
No.
Neither does any cop want to be seen as that cop that they're all that way. And it's like, it feels shitty, doesn't it? It feels super shitty to be part of a group of people, and then the opinion of said people is frowned upon.
Is thrust like, upon yeah, you.
You're basically, yeah. You look like this, therefore you are this. Feels fucking shitty, and I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for a single cop who is mad that they are seen as something entirely negative and something deadly to, like, to be feared, not respected, and embraced in terms of their position. I don't, there is no pity on my part. I can't feel bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
nor you should.
Welcome to the fucking club. Like, if you don't like it, it's like to treat everybody the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And
boom.
Welcome to the club.
Yep.
You were treated poorly. It sucks to be treated like getting pulled over, not because I'm black, but because I look like somebody who might have robbed a place.
I got that going home from the old spaghetti factory, walking home.
Yeah.
They needed my name and my age. And
because you look like somebody.
At 11 o'clock at night, I'm like, I'm just walking home.
Yeah. It's shitty, right? Yeah. Like
that's where I finally kind of like,
it's weird. It's a weird feeling.
I'm
being grouped in a way you're like, I've done nothing wrong.
And it was one of like four, it was the first of four nights I walked home from this bag because like my car was broken or I didn't have a ride or something.
There'd be times when I'd be walking and when I'd be going up Monroe and there'd be like a cop, you know, and it wouldn't be down so much downtown, but they would stop or they would slow down. So I'd be like walking on the left side or the right side and they'd just creep. And it's to the point where it's like, that was so normal.
Well, and that's when the Spokane Police Department was up to a lot of bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, they were getting a bad rap on a lot of things.
With things like that, it's like, so now they're like, well, we matter too. Blue lives matter. You know? It's like, I don't fucking feel for you. I have no remorse.
Yeah.
Because it is literally reaping what you sow. Mm-hmm. You would go out of your way. You would objectify people. You would assume that all black people were this way.
Yep.
You look at the number of arrests, you look at who's in prison, and you look at why they're in prison, and you look at the numbers.
It's reactionary.
And you're surprised that people responded this way.
Yeah.
Like, why would you treat us like that? Why would we treat you like the way that you look would be a problem? How fucking shitty would that be?
Right.
No pity. Yeah. And at the same time, I'm very much you chose the job. Like, yes, they have a high-stress job. Yeah, they got to go through a lot of shit, but no one put a gun to your head and made you a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Any more than no one put a gun to your head and made you go to the military. It's like, I served two terms in Iraq. That was your choice. You was not the draft. You were not a Vietnam vet who got the shit luck of the draw and got forced to go.
And your lottery number got picked.
Like, I don't feel bad. Like, yes, it sucks. What you went through was shitty. I respect that you can handle that thing and you made it through it.
Good
rock and roll.
Yeah, right.
But to sit there and go, I'll keep my guns because I served two terms in Iraq. No. Fuck you. You made the choice. That was you as an adult, as a human being, going, I want to be in the service where I could be shot at and I get to shoot.
Thank you for your service.
Like, thank you. Congrats. Like, our government fucks you over on your health care. That's some real bullshit.
Same thing. I hope that changes.
And I want that to change.
What I can
and I would vote for either side if an individual guaranteed all of the health benefits for all the military guys.
If we took 100% care of our vets.
If we took care of the vets and took care of law enforcement and all the first responders on 9/11, like John Stewart's big thing, I would support.
That's
Satan.
His fucking cause right now.
If the devil was like, I'm the devil, but I will take care of these people. He goes, and this is no mulligans. There's no fucking shitty hand. He goes, but I will be in charge. I would be okay with it.
Cthulhu Satan 2016.
Yeah. Cthulhu Satan. And they're like, but we will take care of those. You are getting my vote. That's how much those things matter to me because those people matter.
Yeah.
But again, you took the job. You took that responsibility. So
that doesn't mean you can kick my toddler.
Yeah, you don't get to kick my toddler. That doesn't mean you get away with shooting somebody.
Yeah.
You made the active choice to be a cop, to be in the military service, to do that job. I made the choice in my life to not go in the military. I could have, when I did all my stuff for the Army, I could have had my pick of whatever the fuck I wanted, and I got bored taking a test. I half-assed a test, and they were like, what do you want to do? And I was like, nothing. And they were like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I don't. I got bored, and I kind of guessed halfway through, and they were like, you guessed.
This test was free?
Yeah, I was like, I was interested.
The SATs cost money.
Yeah, and I was like, I took it, and they were like, but you can do anything. Pick one. And I'm like,
nope,
none of the above. I'm good. I got, honestly, I was like, the interest to do this is gone. I have no desire to shoot or get shot at. It's not in me to do that unless I'm like, I enjoy guns. I like firing them. But as Muhammad Ali put it, No Viet Cong never called me a nigga. You know, like, I just, yeah. I am not a part of that equation where it's like, at that point, too, it's like, maybe the war already, because that was, what, 2004. Everyone was kind of like, maybe this is kind of...
Right before the deadliest years, too.
Like, yeah. Like, it was, we were like, this could have gone one way or another. And I was just like, I don't, it's not there. I'm not feeling it. And that was my life choice. I chose not to do it. People who go, again, props. I don't have the guts to go and put myself to get shot.
I'm a total pussy.
Like, I just have no desire. And I have no desire to take a life. I just, it's not in me. Mm-mm. Unless, like, they're like, I am directly, as an individual, threatening your life. Will I have any desire to take a life? I can be as mad as I want. I have no desire to kill somebody. That's a lot of work. People don't want to die. So they're going to be like, don't kill me.
Threaten my family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's dead. That's not even an issue. That's, like, I've said it numerous times. I would rip the world in half for my boys. Wouldn't even, would not look back.
Which I didn't get. And, like, I kind of, I thought I got. And then the boys were born. And I was like, I will fucking tear the world asunder.
Asunder. For you those children. Dig your hands in and rip it in half and go, here's your half and here's your half. All is well. And you would be,
and they'll
okay
be like,
with
we're
it
babies. And you're like,
I just shit
you
myself.
You have half the world.
Yeah. It's like, I just shit myself. You hold on to it for me. And that's all it is. But I don't know. I can't, I couldn't take a life. And people who do, that's an extreme experience. Some of them had to kill kids. That's hard. And I get it. And I'm there. I can feel you.
And that's why we want to support them.
Yeah,
because
wholeheartedly.
Take care of our vets.
But I don't. I feel no pity when they use it as an argument to get away with something. That's like me going, well, it's hard being black, so I raped a white woman. Like, I got treated by shit by cops, so I raped this white woman. And they were all white cops. That's using that logic.
Yeah.
But they can get away with it because, you know, I'm like, well, I wore a uniform. I was dressed as fucking Lex Luthor. Big old fucking L on my chest. And it was like cardboard robot suit. And I raped a chick. Yeah. I raped Lois Lane. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Like, her name was Lois Lane.
Yeah, her name was Lois Lane. I fucked with Lex Alexander fucking Luthor's dick. Boom. I'm like, but, you know, white cops hurt my feelings.
So he's got to bring our fucking real world problems down to comic books. That's the filter in which we go
that's
through.
That's how we cope. And it needs a little humor in this one.
Yeah.
But that's
no,
just
because
we're
fucking,
getting really fucking real here, dude. That's like, I don't know what to say anymore. Yeah.
Like the Black Lives Matter. I was listening to Penn Sunday School and it was like right after a bunch of shootings from last week, right?
Yeah.
It's like there were so many last week because
we
kind of forget.
We literally live in a world where a shooting. Where multiple people die.
Will go away the next week.
It used to be a joke and used in action movies as the plot point. Now, it's like a Tuesday.
Yeah. So they were talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, and they're like, I can sympathize. I can... You've got me.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't empathize.
You can't.
I'm not black.
Yeah.
I can't fucking go, yeah, I feel you.
Well, if Morgan had come over and she was telling me one night, like, her fiance, Anthony, great guy. He's totally like a redneck, but he's like,
she's getting married again.
Yeah. Like there, but he's awesome. He's a super
better than
the
last
guy. Anthony is a really cool guy.
Good.
But he's redneck in the way of like,
she lives here now.
Like how you
not
guys,
North Carolina,
no,
we can,
but
we
like
can.
The way we're like, you're like, you guys are my friends and you're like white people. Cause apparently that's a thing, right?
He's
a redneck.
You're my friend.
Wholeheartedly. Man. Like, the dude, he lives in Davenport and loves living essentially off the grid, short of bare bones basics, right? But he loves his Wi-Fi.
Okay,
his
video
games,
I've seen
and his
the
guts,
pictures.
You know,
and shit. Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's a white guy. Like, he is white America, but he's not an idiot though. He's not that. He's not a Trump type of guy. He's very much our mindset.
Yeah, they catch rattlesnakes
the
things, and shit.
Yeah,
though.
But the things that he does, he's very much work for his things, live off the earth. Like, that's his thing. That's great. A problem he had was that. He felt that no matter how hard he worked, that anything he got was going to be a handout and that people would judge him based on that. And when she explained that to me, I was like, okay, if you ever wanted to know what it was like to not be white, right there. That feeling, if you ever felt that if anything you've received or you've done has been because someone felt sorry for you or they felt obligated, not like a, oh, you deserved what you got, but that you could tell they were like... fine, or yeah, here's a little help. If you ever wanted to feel, and it's not the same feeling, but to to be able to like find a way to emotionally relate so you could really like feel it, that to where anytime you've been like in that scenario where you're like, I want to do something and someone's like, fine, like, okay. But then like you're doing it and you're not doing bad, but they give it to you in an easier way, or that, yeah, you know that they seem inconvenienced by what had happened.
Yeah.
Genuinely. That's what it's like. But like somehow you're the bad guy for wanting to work hard, to take care of your family, to just, for all intents and purposes, be a fucking American. Like, yeah, if you want to be semi-patriotic about it, my American dream is to just this, hang out with my friends when I can, do a podcast, enjoy the things I love, yeah, work hard,
take know care that of my family.
Every day is a step in the right direction to feel real progress. Not every day is going to make me feel like fucking Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but feel that I'm working towards something greater and that everyone is with me on the same fucking boat doing the same fucking thing in that regard.
Right.
But then you see the shit. It's like, no, it's these people on the boat aren't doing it. Anytime you've ever felt that way where you haven't busted your ass and they're like, yeah, but you didn't deserve it. That's kind of what it's like to be black.
So we,
like that.
We get, Kathy and the boys and I get, the boys get Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
The boys are on Medicaid.
Yeah.
One's for old people, one's for everybody else. I can't remember.
Like, it's Medicare or Medicaid. Whatever the one is, yeah, not the old people.
I think they're on Medicare.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Medicaid is, yeah,
is old people. One of them's old people, one of them's disabled people. The boys get that. And we talk to people about that shit, like, just in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you guys are the ones we want to get that. And it's like, yeah. Because you know us.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people on those programs are like that. But the, yeah, ones that stick out in your mind are the Reaganomics welfare queens. Yeah. Like, no, those are the people you see. Those are the ones that stick out in your mind.
Because they're the loudest.
Yeah.
And they're on the internet because and they're not
the
working.
Yeah. But everybody we talk to is like, oh, no, I want you guys to get that. That's what those programs are for.
That right there, that feeling, that is as close as you genuinely can get
which
on that level. That,
I know.
Is that feeling.
Other than his name being.
Well, yeah, other than your name and them going, oh.
But,
oh, anytime, life reference, anytime someone ever meets you for the first time and they go, oh, and they say it that way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That, they thought you were black.
No, that's my whole fucking life.
But, that right there, you're like.
It's like, we can't afford Atticus's metal bill. We can't afford Jack's medical bills.
I don't think anyone could afford
No.
Seriously.
And not even going into the whole depth of like health insurance and that whole bullshit. But you couldn't afford it.
There's therapy bills. Yeah. Our insurance only covers like, what, 13 therapy visits? Oh, sorry. You weren't on, so I muted.
It's like 12 a year.
But they see three therapists in a
day.
Yeah,
but it's only one therapy. Yeah. So, but they see speech, occupation, physical therapy.
And so we literally can't afford that.
So they get a month of therapy.
For our
kids
to be normal human beings, they need
that.
These.
Yeah.
You know, and
not normal.
Not normal. But like there. You know.
There's no way to go about it, but the stuff the challenges that they have to make them less challenging for them in the future, they need to have these
for Atticus to talk to people. He needs this computer.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on.
Which
it's a
be so
fucking year.
Be so awesome,
and United Healthcare just
denied it.
They just denied it. So that's the next step is to work towards
dealing with that. It's
like,
but then there's people going, oh, there's a people abusing the system. We should get rid of Social Security.
Like,
we should get rid of Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah.
It's a small percent. It's like
it's
drug testing
people.
Welfare people.
Yeah.
You're spending more money drug testing them than losing money on people that
like my big
are
thing
abusing
where,
I get it. I get the need that you want the drug. You don't want people freeloading.
Yeah.
But you're spending way more money on drug testing everybody on welfare.
Real, the moment marijuana became legal, like for Washington, no one's good, like, short of you guys, everybody else is gonna be like, we smoke pot. We're, like, are we gonna lose our stuff? Like, they're working, but they're due part time, whatever their thing is,
and
they have some kind of social service.
Even then, if I didn't have to pee in a cup, I'd think about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a way to fucking relax. Why not enjoy
feel
it?
Feel you,
right?
No, but, like, that's Suzanne's thing.
But
she,
I get random.
Suzanne
peas,
got, like,
so
how
I,
you had to deal with. Yeah. Like when people are like, we don't want you to lose it, but everybody else that's going to cost more money. They, Suzanne had a weird, her whole weird argument was,
of course,
hers was, she's like, well, I don't like any of the social services. I think they should all be gone. And I was like, so they should all be gone, like, entirely. She's like, yeah, that's bullshit. Like, the food stamps, they take advantage of it.
So she wants fucking Spartans just, to do Spartans and shit?
Just wait.
Fucking deformity? Throw those babies off a cliff.
No, wait. Because this is going to get weird, and you're going to give me a look. Yeah. Know that you can't get mad at me.
Have you ever met Suzanne?
No, I haven't.
No, you can't get mad at me, because this is me telling you a story about words someone else said. Okay?
Right, I get it.
Okay.
All right, we're at that 45. You won't keep going. All
right, hurry quick.
Yeah. We're going to keep this one going.
Yeah. No, I don't care. No, this is good. I want to let you know.
Okay. Her oldest son, Cody, has Social Security.
I forgot about Cody. Cody's like that Osborne kid that didn't get on the show, so yeah. I forget about him all the time.
He has Asperger's, okay?
All right.
He can functionally work about 20 hours a week is what they'll let him do with the program he's in. He gets Social Security. He gets some Medicaid. It helps him, you know, function.
Pay his bills.
He has to take pain meds. He's had testicular cancer twice.
What the?
Yeah.
The man with no balls?
No. One. They caught the, when they went to test again to see if he'd had it. They're like, oh! And they caught it before it could metastasize and get back.
Right. So it wasn't the Tom Green.
At least he's got the one. Tom Green's got a ball.
But
he's coming in November, by the way. That's awesome. You want to go?
Yeah. I'm down.
Carter's going.
But what had happened was, so keep in mind, that's a thing, okay?
This is our lesser Kevin Smith adventure.
So her and I were talking, and she's like, I think all these social programs should be gone. And I'm like, all of them should be gone. And she's like, yeah, because if they're not gone when all the money dries up, it's going to be anarchy, and all those people are just going to riot and steal things. And I go, so?
The handicapped are going to riot?
No, so I go, so? I was like, so I'm like, so I do the World War Z thing when, as the narrator, Max is talking to the vice president, and he's shoveling shit, and he's like, you know, he does this circular logic, like,
have you read World War Z, Robert?
I've listened to it.
Okay, so you know when he's talking to the vice president, he goes, so what you're saying is, circular logic while you're shoveling shit is what you're doing, and he goes, what do you know, that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go, so what you're saying is, individuals who get assistance through the state should not be allowed to receive this money because a minority of these people who get assistance abuse the system, so all of the money will be gone and the state won't be able to take care of itself and the nation wouldn't be able to take care of itself because of this financial handicap that we've allowed people to propagate of a minority of the of this group. And so all of that money is going to be wiped out. So you're saying that you want to get rid of it abruptly, vote it out so no one can get it, and you expect a different result.
Yeah.
And there's none. And she stares at me, and she goes, I don't like that you feel you can talk down to me.
Did she just, like, just do, like, a full circle, like, no, you didn't say that.
Her response was, I don't like when you talk down to me. And I'm like, I'm not talking down to you.
What the fuck?
I'm asking you a question.
Don't change about the subject.
The things you said.
That's like a five-year-old child.
I was like, you're not using facts. I was like, you gave me information with limited facts. So based on the information you gave me with your limited facts, I responded with your argument to clarify.
Correct.
You realize that your argument is stupid.
And then reverted to defensiveness,
and you immediately got defensive. But I was the real thing on it is, like, so you think that that's how that would work. I was like, but what about Cody? What about all the stuff Cody has? And I was like, what about Drell and Kathy? I was like, you guys don't abuse the system.
She fucking knows who we are.
Yeah. I was like, but what about you guys? Like, how hard would it be for Cody? Like, dude couldn't get a job.
He'd be back with you guys.
Yeah, he's still living with them now. I was like, you would be stuck with him for the rest of your life because he can't afford to live on his own because you guys don't want to increase the minimum wage to support the increase due to inflation.
Because those are entry-level jobs.
Yeah, because you don't want to increase the wage to combat inflation or just not inflate because it's not needed on certain, like, 90% of products. They just do it because they say that's how it's done.
Yeah.
But you don't want that.
That's what keeps the economic machine moving, man. Right?
So you don't want him to have those things. So his life is more difficult, but you want to be able to take care of him, and you want him to be able to grow up and handle his own life.
Yeah.
So you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I was like, that's not how it works. You can't say you want that, but then it'll magically not do the thing of of that. That this is not working.
Yeah, it's like, I want a jumbo shrimp, but I don't want that jumbo.
Yeah, you're like, I want all of my things, but not my things.
The way you just held your hands up, like, I would eat a shrimp that big.
This big, all day. I want
that jumbo shrimp.
Right all there. Day. Yeah. All day. I would eat it and just be like, so much cocktail sauce over it.
Like, I would...
Says the guys who won't eat things out of the sea.
Ah! No.
Shrimp is different.
He eats shellfish.
That one. I'll eat
shellfish.
Not that one.
I'll totally eat shellfish.
I would eat a shrimp that big.
Because the shell protects it from water poop.
You know, actually, I did have
coconut
shrimp.
You know it's got a vein full of shit right up its back, right? Yeah.
You take the vein out, that's called deveining.
Yeah. And it's its own poop, not other poop. Yeah.
It lives in the sea and perpetually eats
other fish
shit. But it's
protected by armor of anti-poop.
Deveining shrimp, though, takes fucking ever. Holy fuck.
That's why it's so expensive to just get the whole thing with cocktail sauce.
Yeah, but
coconut shrimp. If it was covered in coconut, like, I'd totally eat it. So
we need to just call it like the 5 pound shrimp.
The 5 pounder.
Call it 5 pound shrimp. Hashtag 5 pound shrimp.
What we got?
No, because it'll have nothing to do with the first 50 minutes of this podcast.
All right, hand me that notebook.
Okay.
That's awesome.
At the end of the day, though, all I'm honestly saying in the big picture is that it's people just need to be held accountable for their own actions. Not very Black true. Lives Matter, not All Lives Matter, not this, not that.
Yeah.
And I think the way people go with Trump and their attitude towards him is that they feel they can perpetuate that. He is that drug of denial. He's like a denial drug.
He is that person to say, okay, I can blame him.
Yeah, we can blame other people for the problems that we have caused ourselves, because correct. That makes sense. Like, my big one that I think is hilarious, that, again, I've never, not even a politician has brought up, and I find it odd. Not even like Jon Stewart or anybody, but he constantly keeps saying this wall he wants to build, and he wants the Mexicans to build it, right? And the only person who said anything...
Well, because everyone thinks it's fucking ludicrous and it's fucking stupid.
He's kind of gotten off the wall thing.
No, but the logic on it is, he sits there and he goes, America, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, America.
Fuck Mexicans.
Fuck Mexicans. Great wall. Fuck Mexico. America, fuck yeah. Economy, money. Don't worry about my plan.
NAFTA bad.
And NAFTA bad. That's his plan. That's generally what he says, right? Basically. And then talking shit about women, and that's okay, apparently, because he's a piece of shit. Because, you know, he's a guy. He's going to say shit.
He was on his knees. I bet that was a sight. Yeah.
So, you know, let's regress, you know, fucking tool. But the thing that never gets brought up is he talks about giving Americans jobs when we've had an increase.
But no jobs plan. Years,
but no jobs plan. But the big one where he could, this is going to sound really weird. Why would you have the Mexicans build the wall?
And
wouldn't you have a job market right there,
the president,
having Americans build the fucking wall?
Conservatives aren't into public sector.
Not into the public. He would have literally gone, I would make it an American job, and it's an American project, so
and the Mexicans would pay for it.
And the Mexicans would pay for it, because America. But
at Mexican wages.
But right there, that's yeah, Mexican wages of $3, and you all hang out at Home Depot. But no, it's like, the people who support him have not once even brought up, when they bring up the wall, bring that up. If you have a family member, a friend, whatever.
I'm gonna
just
talk
to
my mom and dad about this
Just go.
Are your parents into Trump?
My parents are both into Trump.
So bring up, just bring up
so
the wall.
Who are your
just,
parents?
What are wrong with our parents?
I know, right?
Bring up the wall and go, so the wall. And he's like, so Trump, go be like, so Trump's going to bring jobs to America, right? Like, he's going to, you know, bring them back. And
yeah,
they're
but
like,
he's
yeah.
Gonna give them
no,
the,
and no, and
the
he go, and so, but he's
going to
build
ball.
A wall too, right? And go, yeah, because, you know, that's kind of a thing, but it's whatever. Goes, so. But he's going to Mexicans build a wall. And they're going to be like, yeah. I'm like, wouldn't it be more financially practical to give those jobs to Americans?
Speaking of which,
because he's being so Republican, he's being so Republican, he's still outsourcing a job, blatantly, openly, no one has caught it. Not one person.
I'm using
says,
this, by the way. Like, uh-huh. I'm using this.
Oh, that's fine. No one says anything. Not one person on the left, the right, the middle, commentators has said, wouldn't it make more sense on that platform to make that an American jobs and American projects work? Like,
you haven't made office yet. That's why.
Like, yeah. Right? Well, as they say, the intelligent people stay out of office.
Chris isn't old enough to be president yet, but I would vote for Chris.
I would totally
vote for Chris.
Given the opportunity, I feel like I would be okay going down a path president of life of politics.
Bitch.
I would genuinely
Bernie
be
Sanders was almost our first atheist president.
Yeah.
But I think Chris could do it.
I would love
in 10 years.
When I would love to make it there. Genuinely. If so I could find a way to make through like public offices all the way there.
I will
on some
work
level,
for free for you. Seriously,
it.
Sir.
I would greatly love to be president.
You know how Thanksgiving's supposed to be awkward family moments?
Mm-hmm.
We had my family over at her family's house. And this is the closest awkward family moment.
Was it like East I've and West had. Berlin?
No, because
with Mexicans building the wall of like mashed potatoes.
No, because my family,
like, okay, boss. Boop, 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 boop. And like we means have, something. I know it.
We have joint family shit a lot, right? But her dad started talking about Trump, and my dad's like, "Wait a minute." And then they kind of went at it for a sec, and then they stopped. And I'm like,
because they realized they're like, "This is gonna go nowhere good. Back off."
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just
my
stopped.
Dad don't do politics,
but
so.
My dad does.
See,
my dad way does.
Now, I know this.
My
one's
dad's the guy
long.
Who would scream at George Bush on the television.
Now, here's the thing, yeah. though. Why? And I'm really asking. This is not rhetorical
no,
at all. It's gonna
go
come off
it.
Really
no,
rhetorical
ahead.
Though. Why is it so difficult for people to talk about politics? Or religion, because honestly,
I just wanted to
I
be in my turkey fucking
well,
coma.
No, oh no, not no, that. No, no, no. And, I'm saying as a whole, sleep. Why on some non-existent rule book can anyone talk about anything under the sun, except like can go, well, you're a white woman and you need to keep your legs closed because you know rapey Robert. It's his fault that your legs were open even though you're just sitting there, but now it's your fault you knocked up and you can't get rid of it. That's okay to say. People
Even
can
it's
say
the 10th
that.
Week.
It can be said, and people are like, "Oh, he's just being an older white guy."
Yeah,
that's the law.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys, and she can't. And they'll go, and she had her legs open. But think, the moment they go, well, I feel that so and so's platform. All right. Why?
I think they're such entrenched beliefs that they feel that those two things, politics and religion. Are who they are, and if you challenge them,
yeah.
you're challenging who they are as a person, and you're calling them a piece of shit.
Well, that's
even if you
no.
agree with them,
well, no,
you're just calling
see,
them a piece
where,
of shit.
Again, that's where I find
but
that hard to
that's
believe.
Where it is. That's where
I know, but is. I find it hard because you just
I don't like talking about because I'm super non-confrontational.
Well,
unless
see,
it's you or Justin,
mine
I'm just
even,
super non-confrontational.
Mine is any topic. Can be talked about. If someone gets emotionally heated about something, it's frowned upon.
Strangers,
but
I have no
that...
problem talking about politics and religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people, but it's like people I know, people who change
yeah.
how they treat me.
It's...
I have this weird fucking, I can't.
But
see,
that's the big thing is people don't want other people to change how
but
they
strangers.
Treat
them. Yeah. Well, and that's why I find it weird. It's, we talk about anything on this podcast. Not a single
everything.
Thing. And I have a terrible knack of having no problem and no filter.
No, and seriously, and when I talked about Trump to my mom and dad, and like say like, oh my god, how is he like still in office and bullshit?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not gonna talk to you. And I'm like,
see,
I'm your fucking son.
See, no, and that's where like we're again like I had to shut my own dad down. Like I've never had to shut my dad down.
Dad and
no,
not
my,
even when he
Suzanne,
punched the bookcase.
No,
and shit?
Suzanne's. No, well, no, that didn't. No, that was very. That was me being like, no, I'm sick of the shit. Like, this is the at the time, because my dad has this, if I yell, that makes me righter.
Yeah.
He has that.
I think
that
a
habit.
Lot of parents do. Like,
and so, yeah, they're like, if I yell, it makes it right. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
But Suzanne had come outside, and he was like, and this is what, like, started our whole thing. He had brought up, or she was like, you know, I'm kind of freaked out, like, because there was a thing on the news with Trump, and dad and I were BSing, and she comes out, and she was talking about how just ridiculous he is, and she pointed out, the things that concerned her about him were his sexist and ignorant mentality, just
okay.
as in a broad spectrum. She was just
right.
like,
yeah.
he's so terribly sexist and he's an idiot. And my dad was like, you can't just say those are reasons not to vote for somebody. And,
sure it is.
And
that's their fucking mentality about shit.
And, yeah. and there's, and I'm cool. Like I'm generally like they're old and they're adults and they're generally set in their ways or whatever. But
so are you.
Yeah, but this
have
is
you
a
met
moment.
You?
No, this is where, but I'm also willing wholeheartedly to change my worldview based
the,
on facts.
That's the atheist
yeah.
in you.
So,
if God fucking shows up.
If he showed up and was like,
science
sup,
and he holds
I'm,
Jesus in his hand and he's like, this is my son, pray him.
Yeah, All right.
I guess I'm a Christian now.
Well, not even that. I would believe in his existence, but I would have a whole lot of fucking questions.
You'd have problems.
But I'd be like, okay, you exist. We're going out to coffee because we got a lot to talk
you'd
about.
You'd have right? continuity issues.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, we got to fix something here. We got to go back.
Are there multiverses or what? Yeah. Seriously.
Issue 3 does not come after issue 7.
Yeah. Like, but I'm not one to go against my dad in the context of, like, my dad's my dad. He has very much, if I yell, I'm right. But he, with him saying that, I was like, yes, she can. I was like, she absolutely can do that. I was like, to sit there and say that she can't is what's validating his platform.
Yeah.
That if you find someone's views towards the opposite or same sex or someone who may or may not look differently
or race or creed or religion,
if you find that this person, this individual is going to represent 350 million fucking people to the other 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
Two countries have a billion people.
Yeah, I was like, sit there and say that we can't use those as a platform to judge somebody. I was like, if someone at your work was so openly bigoted and treated everybody like shit that did not look like him, I was like, and it being me, I find ways to just, you know, twist that knife and go, you're union, so it's not something that you can impact in your job.
Well, also, this is a public office.
My job's union, but again, it's like, you're union. If you say shit, they won't fire you.
No.
This is a public office that takes a year or 2 years just to get.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't.
This is the longest job interview ever.
Yeah, someone with no experience but can be a bigoted piece of shit can get this job. I was like, she has, and I've never stood up for Suzanne ever. Normally, I'm just like, I don't fucking care. That's between you guys. But this was something I'm like, because that was such an ignorant, dumb shit statement to make that I had to shut him the fuck down. I was like, no. I was like, she is well within her right, not even just as a woman, but as a human fucking being and as an American, to say that she does not want that to set an example to the world.
Yeah.
That is, to say that that's
is this
okay.
Is what you guys got in an argument about?
Yeah. I was like, to wow. say that that's you, okay, is I was like, you're wrong. 100%. I was like, nothing you say
good
from this
you,
point
man.
On
Shit.
will validate it in terms of, oh, his platform's right, because you can't give me a platform of his. He has no political platform that he stands on except bigotry, 7 words, and general shitty personality. And to say that you can't use those to judge someone, fuck yes I can, and fuck yes we should.
Yeah.
Everyone should. To sit there and go, you can't, yeah, I don't want you to be my friend if you're a bigoted piece of shit.
That's fair.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
Why would I vote for that person?
I love your dad like he's in the Legion of Dads for me. Like he's
hands down the most surprisingly stupid and ass backward statement ever said.
I applaud you,
and
sir.
It has been a thing for me lately. I just seeing it. It's like people just aren't okay with that. Like that's what I'm saying. Like they don't feel comfortable going, well, it's religion. You can't talk about religion. It's politics. You can't talk about politics. Yes, the fuck we can, and we should. We should get mad at each other. We should be pissed off. It's like, why don't you see things my way? Well, let me explain to you my platform. Yeah. Instead of going, well, you're just a fucking liberal or you're a fucking conservative queer bait. No, listen to why they're so passionate about their side.
Right?
If someone gets so passionate that they're like, I am mad at you. I am on the verge of punching you in the face. Maybe, just maybe.
I want to hear that person
They
out.
Have a fucking point. It doesn't, because at the end of the day, the one thing that, again, they just don't address, we all just want to be heard. There's 350 million of us, and none of us feel like our voice matters.
And we want to be mattered.
That's it. We don't want to be a cog in a machine, a part of a system.
Yeah.
We want to know that how we feel is working. It's not that it's this groups of people's fault or that groups of people's fault. They don't. I genuinely feel that most of them don't feel that way.
No.
They're just mad that they're not heard anymore, and he's being heard. And that's what they want. They want to be heard.
The whole white, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, because we're feeling like, you know, say if I'm, you know, the white, you know, crazy, narcissistic piece of shit.
You
like,
are white.
Oh, I don't think I'm narcissistic, am I? Like,
no, you're a human being.
No, you're
to
white.
Be,
did
to,
I say you were narcissistic?
Have,
I just
no,
said
but the
you're
fact
white.
That you had to question that part like, oh, made you narcissistic.
But
Trump logic.
It's just, I don't know.
Trump logic. Yeah, I tried making one word. Does that?
Nope.
No.
But no, it's. But I like. I get what you're saying. It's ridiculous. So we want you want to be heard.
Yeah.
I want to be heard. You want to be heard. We all have opinions, and to sit there and say that your opinion is basically the 6 opinions of this guy and freedom, America, apple pie, women are you know, chattel and fuck Mexicans.
Yeah.
That that's not a platform I feel a lot of them want to be on. They want to be heard, and people aren't getting that. And I feel like that's why people get so mad when it comes to religion. I think people have so many questions and they're mad at themselves. They're like, why do I feel this way? Why do I believe the things I believe? Why was I told this? And when someone goes, well, here's a counterpoint to that, and they get heated, they're not mad at the other person. They're mad at themselves for the way they feel, and they're having trouble justifying it anymore.
For being short-sighted.
Yeah, they feel they're short-sighted. They didn't see the big picture. No one's mad at each other. They're mad at themselves, and they can't accept it. They don't want to be their own bad guy.
Yeah.
And they can't get past that. And I find that sad, but real. I have no problem talking about anything, because they are just topics to me.
Yeah. I think that's what endears you to a lot of people. Like, that's why you're one of my favorite people.
I know. Justin fucking hates it. Justin absolutely hates that. If we're out.
But you are still one of his favorite people because you're just so out there about shit.
Yeah. I just feel like.
He can say he hates it, but he loves that shit about you. What's banging upstairs?
I don't know.
I was waiting for the scream and there was none. So, like, the defensive parental part went off. It was like.
You have that the oldest kid up there.
So yeah, that's why I'm like, what did he fucking break?
So the biggest bang is probably theirs.
Yeah.
Kids.
Anyway.
This was a long one. I apologize. I had a lot to get off my chest lately.
We're actually on time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been in the truck a lot. I listen to my books, and I zone out, and I just have a lot, and I felt like I needed to get it out.
So I
apologize.
I am glad you said it on air, because I want to re-listen to it.
So to end this with some brevity. Again, this is another Penn Sunday School thing. They were talking about how do you address Hillary Clinton in one name? You call her Hillary, right? This is Hillary.
Okay.
How do you address Trump in one name?
Trump.
Donald Trump. Nope. Trump.
Just Trump.
What did he have people call him on The Apprentice?
Trump.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a power thing.
Yeah.
You don't call him Donald. You don't call him Donald Trump. Only his closest friends call him Donald Trump.
The Don.
Or Donald. All right.
On this note, when people hear this podcast, anytime you want to make a fucking entertaining Twitter thing.
This is where I'm going.
Hashtag Donald.
No. This is where I'm going. So on Penn Sunday School, they started calling him Donnie Jingles.
Hashtag Donnie Jingles. Every time we're going to make out.
For months now. Because, you know, Pendulette was on fucking Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a power thing. He wants you to call him Trump.
He is no longer Trump.
Like, it's like when you call your teacher Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah.
This. You're going to be Mr. See, Seals.
Which is
so weird, though, because if you go to school nowadays, you don't.
I know.
They call him by their first name, or
all of my boys' teachers.
Yeah, but our boys in like preschool.
See, I wanted because Kale all with Kale. That's always last name. Like all the teachers there.
That's so weird.
I think once the dudes start school, I mean, Agus's class is different. But once Jack,
I remember a lot of our teachers in high school hated it because I would never say Mr. and Mrs. I would just say like the way people say Trump, like Driscoll. I would know her name's Danette. Right.
Yeah.
She goes
like Mr. Moore is Riley.
Yeah.
I can't call him Riley though. It's always Mr. Moore.
Yeah, Mr. Moore. Even on Facebook, and I'm like, hey Driscoll, never Miss Driscoll, never Mrs. Driscoll, never Danette Driscoll. Just hey Driscoll. She goes, I have a first name. I'm like, I know, but I respect you.
But it's been so it's going to be your
last name.
The last
out
name.
Of as of a respect thing. Yeah. But then I don't see calling someone by their first name disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful.
It's a title. No. I look at it as more like, but you were a teacher. So, in my mind, teachers hold a platform above all. Not even just because I'm going to be one, but realistically.
But it's a status thing.
Like, you're a teacher. Your last name is, it's not a power thing. It's almost like an earned thing. It's like a status thing. It is earned that.
Status, yeah.
It's
Hillary. It's Jeb. It's Bernie.
But then it's Trump. I'll remember that. All right, he is just Donald. Can we just call it just Donald?
He's Donnie Jingles.
Donnie Jingles.
Which is super fucking New York, but it's Donnie Jingles.
I
don't
know. I kind of like just Donald.
Just Donald?
Just Donald.
As we call him, just Donald. No, not,
hashtag just Donald.
Not Donald. Just Donald.
Donald. That's hashtag just Donald. Every time you see Trump.
Fuck that dude. Yeah. I'm not
You hear it, just Donald. Hashtag just Donald. You're like, blah, 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 blah. Not Drafrumkin, none of the things I make it. Hashtag just Donald.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm using from now on. I'm going to condition my brain to never call him
and
Trump
on this podcast,
or Donald, just Donald.
Just Donald.
We'll have to fill Justin in and Jacob, but Jacob has to talk first.
Yeah, rude.
But it's just Donald.
Just Donald.
Just Donald.
I think we need to make that a new...
Oh, I love our Twitter. It will be a thing.
I know.
Hardcore. I
every now and then I'm like, why is Chris starting shit with Scott Baio?
Because fuck Scott Baio.
Or why is...
He is no longer in charge. I am in charge.
Or fuck it's him. Like...
He's an idiot.
You'll hit us up and you're like, so the Rainbow Children are mad at us. And I'm like, who are the Rainbow Children? Well...
This is the most racist group on the planet.
Oh, which I get. And I'm way for you fucking picking fights with people that call themselves
I don't
the
pick
Rainbow Children.
Fights. They come to me. I have never once...
You
Scott
went
Baio
to them.
Doesn't count. No,
that's
I
once.
Didn't.
That's
no,
one time.
Twice. You throw a Pokeball and say, I'm going to get him.
Never. No, yes. Like the Rainbow Children hit me up or the podcast up. And I...
Why did they hit us up?
I posted a thing.
See?
They have willpower.
See that Pokeball just
flying
through the air?
They have willpower. They are individuals. They have self-control. They could have chose not to say anything. As I have told Justin... Anytime we go out and someone brings up politics or religion, because for whatever reason, and I don't bring it up. When we're out, I do not bring it up. It is brought up to me, or it is brought up as a topic, and I
or
get a look.
Reading the God
Justin,
delusion on
so
the yes, bus.
So you turn your hat
Justin,
backwards like Ash
no,
and be
no,
like, I'm
no, Justin looks at me. Justin looks at me, and his Justin's eyes are, please like, don't. No please don't. He's like, please don't. Please, Chris, please don't do it. And
no.
I go, really?
And here's
of
the other thing.
The guy who will speed in a minivan to prove a point is like, don't cause confrontation. We had guns drawn on us. But Chris, don't cause confrontation. Perspective. Yeah.
But we'll walk into our confrontation about
religion
at the
and
fair.
Go, I'm going to go
I'm gonna go look at hot
tubs. Like.
When I'm with you and I see that confrontation, like, you see it. It's like we're the Flash, and that shit's coming slow mo.
And you
like,
see, yeah, we're the Flash, and Justin comes by, and he just goes like,
"All right."
And he just like,
"No, I'm talking about the politics and religion conversation." Yeah. I'm just like, "Well, at least Chris is here, so this is gonna be good."
That's literally it.
Because you have this confidence or this memory to back up what I'm gonna say. So when I say it, I'm like, "I got guns on myself."
see, I don't
like the lady at the fair.
Yeah,
it's just like. Well, do you want to know the answer? And we just said no. And she's like, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, they are not prepared for that one. And then I'm going to go, so you're saying like, if I murdered like six people, I could get into heaven? All I have to do is say, my bad, thanks Jesus, and I'm in? And you get, I don't want into that place. That seems like really lax door policy. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Anyways, we got in this one. Robert's car.
All right.
So, car.
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 Hashtag just Trump. Damn it!
Just
see?
Donald.
He does that. That son of a
That's
bitch.
What he does.
Just Donald.